Hi, this is Janet Ridley, pastor of the Bride of Christ, and I enjoy listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, my favorite talk show host.
I said, let me say hello to Nashville, and hey, Pastor Ridley, how are you today? I hope that you all are having a gloriously blessed Sunday morning. It is so nice to see a blue sky and some sunshine in this bill, because it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It just is one of those situations that we've had all this rain that it feels like yesterday it was really raining hard, and I'm glad that we have sunshine after the rain. Anyway, we are looking good today for sure. If you have any outdoors plans, you know, going shopping or putting up your Christmas decorations or whatever, today is a good day for walking the dog and the baby carriage. I see a lot of that going on. Then today's a good day for that, because it looks as though this week, this is going to be the warmest day today of the entire week. So we're going to lose about 20 degrees in the next 24 hours. So you all get the cracking out there today. And don't wish you'd have done it. And, you know, because you're going to miss. And we're dipping down into the 40s by tomorrow. So you'll be able to clearly tell the difference. But it was good to have a short reprieve. The last couple of days have been, you know, nice, nice. So, Mr. Elder Reverend Lawson, what's up?
Not so much. How are you?
Man, I'm just December, Lord. We don't have but a few weeks left.
Before Christmas.
Well, before the end of this year, it's, you know, it's done. And we're looking at 19, staring 19 in the face. And you got your Christmas stuff together yet?
Not even close.
Me either. I'm just dragging around like it's not even around the corner. But I say, you know, no sense in flipping out, because you know it's coming every year. It's not like we're going to skip a year. But I noticed that it's getting a lot more hectic around those shopping centers. Haven't you seen
it's been increase
in traffic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I tried to just run into Walmart yesterday.
Oh, there's no running in there, honey. You do, Lord.
Unless you go early in the morning.
Yeah, like, what, 3 a.m.?
As soon as they open.
Right. They 24/7.
Okay,
yeah.
Some of them close down at...
do they?
Some of them.
Walmart, all Walmart stay, though.
Yeah.
Have somewhere for people to shop that don't want to be in the slam of price. Yesterday, I witnessed a nice act of Christianity.
Kindness, okay.
Yes. Unbelievable. This was at a Waffle House. You know, I'm in the Waffle House.
Oh,
getting bad.
Okay, yeah.
Had gotten a bad rap and everything for the situation that happened there back earlier this year. But I don't know why, I just had waffles on my brain when I woke up. You ever been like that?
Mm-mm.
Where some kind of food is just in you, just woven into your thoughts?
Eggs, bacon.
I don't know why. It's like, I want a waffle.
Hash brown, yeah.
So I went to Waffle House, and I had, you know, eaten my little stuff, you know, my little hash browns and all. And as I was going to the register to pay, there was I'd say probably a middle-aged white man, looked like he was maybe, you know, low income. He had just eaten and he had some left, so he got a to-go container. And just prior to me stepping up to the register there, he had just discovered that the person sitting next to him had just paid for his meal. And he was so stunned, he just started crying. And that's the kind of stuff. And he said, you know, he said, he started praying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he did the sign of the cross and everything two or three times. And I happened to notice that. And because I really didn't know what was going on, because the man apparently bought eight sat right next to him, had a conversation. They talked, and apparently they knew each other a long time ago at some church they went to a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't seen each other in a long time. So they enjoyed the chat and the food. And the man sat there the whole time and had paid for his meal, and he had absolutely no idea. So, you know, that just moved me. I was just so happy to see that. And I said to the gentleman, I said, you know, the Lord shows up, you know, all the time. And that was just so wonderful. Because he said, that man just paid for my food. He was so surprised that, in this world, somebody would do something kind, because he didn't look like he had a whole lot of money. Okay. And he just wept. This man had to be like 65, 70 years old. He just wept. I was like, oh, my God. And so, you know, I patted him on the shoulders and everything. And I said, told him, I said, you know, God shows up in all kind of forms, and he never announces he's there, but his people work, and you know, and the gentleman that bought his food was black,
yeah,
and he was white. So, you know, because he started talking about I don't know why people are so racist and hate, but hate, because I was like, okay. So then, because I guess this act of beyond the pale for him was unexpected, because people have expectations of each other based on how we look or what we drive or what we wear. Things are never as they appear to be. So don't be judging. You don't know who Jesus is going to send out there to do the blessing. You just don't know. I'm just saying, you do not know. And, you know, I like to see that. Has that ever happened where somebody did that, something like that for you?
Yes.
Isn't it lovely when it happens?
It is. And, yeah, it is.
It happened one time to me and my niece. We were eating. And my great nephew was clowning in the restaurant. So I said, girl, we need to get up out of here, because it doesn't look like we're going to. He was tired. And he just wanted to G-O. He was ready to, let's go. I'm done. I don't care about this food. Let me up out of here. This was a couple of years ago. And this couple sit behind me. It was about 3 or 4 people in that booth. And me and my niece and... The lady never brought the check. I said, well, we trying to go. She said, ma'am, this has already been paid for. And I said, well, who did it? Where are they? She said, those people sitting right behind you. And I said, you know what? I got up. I said, I want to thank y'all so much. This renews my faith in mankind. And they said, well, our pastor at our church told us that, that's always telling us that it's the kind of stuff we need to do for people. And, you know, I was like, well, what's the name of your church? Because I feel like, you know, they need to get a blessed back. And but there are some people that are hearing these words that some of the pastors are saying. So you're out there encouraging people, ministers and community of faith. If you are out there encouraging people to do decent and kind things, please continue. There are some people who are actually listening, and there are some that it just bounces off the ceiling, but there are actually people who are listening. So that is so refreshing to know that everybody is not unconscious. It does at times seem like it, but anyway, I thought I would start with that moment of thankfulness during this holiday season. And actually, we have a special programming coming up on Christmas Day here, as we usually do.
Yeah.
We air our 24 hours of our Christmas specials that are all day long devoted to various themes around Christmas, or the music, or the choirs, or the special presentations that you will enjoy all of Christmas Day, starting at midnight, Christmas Eve, all the way until midnight, Monday night, Christmas night. So be sure to tune in for that. Now, let's see. I was quite surprised this weekend to get that breaking news that everybody got about the president, former president, yeah. George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
And he lived a full life, and his family blessed to have a strong man in the family. And he carried on a lot of traditions, and generationally he represented a lot that we don't see in today's realm. Former President George H.W. Bush is returning to Washington as a revered political statesman, hailed by leaders across the political spectrum and around the world as a man not only of greatness, but also of uncommon decency and kindness. Bush, who died late Friday at his home in Houston and at the age of 94. President Donald Trump, who ordered federal offices closed for the National Day of Mourning on Wednesday, is to attend his service with First Lady Melania Trump and other high officials. On a Monday tomorrow, members of both the House and the Senate will attend an arrival ceremony held at the U.S. Capitol at 4:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Bush's remains will lie in state in the rotunda until Wednesday morning. Family and friends will then gather at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. for an 11 a.m. service on Wednesday, which likely will be televised. Everything will be as in former presidents.
Yeah.
Bush will be taken to his home of Houston, where he'll lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church there from 7:45 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday until 6 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. The church will also hold a second memorial service for the former president at 11 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. Now, on Thursday afternoon, there will be a motorcade to take Bush to Union Pacific Railroad Westfield Auto Facility. From there, a funeral train transports Bush to Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas, the site of the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum, where he will be laid to rest. Bush will be buried next to his wife and former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died in April, along with his daughter Pauline Robinson Robin Bush, who died in 1953 at just 3 years old. So the yesterday, Donald Trump ordered the flags at half staff, and you can see looking out the window on the Tennessee Tower building in downtown Nashville, the flags are representing the state of Tennessee are at half staff, and probably all over the nation, as they were ordered when a national mourning period, Wednesday is a national day of mourning. They will be that way until probably sometime Thursday. More details about Bush's funeral arrangements are on a special tribute website for the former president. For those who want to pay their respects, the Bush family requested that donations be made to the George Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M University, and to that scholarship fund will help ensure that President Bush's legacy of public service with integrity is perpetuated. So those days are gone. Public service and integrity.
Yep.
We'll have to laugh because those were the days, and
yeah.
You know, we don't happen to have those anymore, and I miss them. I don't know about you and the rest of the audience. I don't know if y'all miss public service. And remember 1,000 points of light when Bush had the 1,000 points of light, and the community service organizations, various ones, would get recognized as being a thousand. You might have been too young.
Well,
because that was 30-something years ago.
No, I remember that. Because he was the president that sent me to war. So that's how I served. So that was, he was the one.
Mm. Well, but, I mean, you know, there's more to him than that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we're talking public service. We're talking Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're in bed with them now.
Mm-hmm.
Funny how things turn out.
Yeah.
Did you see the happy crown prince?
I saw that.
At the G20?
Him and Vladimir Putin.
Doing bros.
I saw that.
They were doing bros. I was like, well,
I saw that.
What's this up with this? He was laughing at T-ha-ha like he was in the club.
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's interesting.
It is.
So, you know, Rogue's Gallery,
mm-hmm.
for sure, absolutely.
Well, the truth is trickling out, that's for sure.
Well, and that's and that it normally does. I mean, it's funny how that, I mean, it's just, it's God's plans, you know, he's the one in charge. Now, let's see what's going on here in the city. You know, this was an interesting story about the parade and all.
Oh,
did you go?
I didn't.
Okay.
I was watching the game.
Well, that was a dumb question. I knew you should have known that. With the SEC.
Alabama and Georgia.
That was pretty exciting.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Georgia could have won that.
So, Roll Tide.
Yeah, they won.
Really?
They won. Yeah, Georgia had their chance.
But oh, my
just
God.
Just could not rise to the occasion.
So, the Roll Tide's rolled on.
Mm-hmm.
Roll on.
So, they may, I don't know if they're going to win that whole thing now, but we'll see.
Wow. So Bama's showing out.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Anyway, we're going to come back and talk about, let's see.
Talk about Kid Rock.
And let's see what else we got here. We got some stuff. Talk about a fugitive getting caught. Thank you, Lord. On the top 10 most wanted list, the earthquake in Alaska. Talk about that and some other things. Let's take our first time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Hi, this is Alexander Zondrig, and if you love great guitar work, you'll love our show this week. Detroit's own Tim Bowman joins us for an hour of great music, conversation, and fun. Don't miss it. Catch my show, Alexander Zondrig from A to Z, every Monday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. here at listener-supported Jazzy 88.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is also brought to you by Integrity Dental Care at 397 Wallace Road, Southern Hills Medical Center, Building C, Suite 314. Regular dental visits are essential to make sure oral health problems, from tooth decay to oral cancer, are detected and treated in a timely manner. At Integrity Dental Care, your oral health is our paramount concern. We want to make sure your teeth stay healthy, function well, and look great. From regular cleanings and exams to advanced restorative treatments, all of your routine dental needs can be met at Integrity Dental Care. For more information, call 615-445-8700 or online at integritydentalcares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Also brought to you by Integrity Dental Cares and Mount Zion Baptist Church. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. And I wanted to also mention the passing this week of former Nashville Mayor Richard Fulton.
Oh, yeah.
He was in well-known in politics in this region for a long time, and he died on Wednesday. I didn't realize he was 91.
Wow.
I just did not realize that. But he was funeralized yesterday, and I know that it was full of that former mayors and elected officials, former elected officials, and people that were connected to him politically and in the community. He ran for Congress, and he was mayor, and he was mayor, I believe he was mayor when I moved to Nashville, and the city has changed a lot during that time. And over these years, and we've seen the city really go from being kind of like a little country town to being almost cosmopolitan, almost, but sometimes, he was the mayor from 1975 to 87. So he was on his way out. I moved here in 86. So on the very tail end of his mayoral run. And he had many family and friends attending. Hundreds of people came out yesterday to pay respects to he and his family. So I wanted to mention them, the Fultons as well. And I'm certain that a lot of the current and former mayors all came out to pay their respects. The Fulton family had asked that the memorials be given to the Bellamy United Methodist Church Alive Hospice or to the Sandra and Richard Fulton TN Center, East Nashville Maddox YMCA. So our lost leader here in our city, former leader and a former president, all within 1 week's time. Now, back to the parade. And, you know, I wasn't going down in the crush. I like to stay out of that crush. I'm not a crush person.
I'll go to a parade if it's really, really, but I did a whole lot of that earlier on. Yeah. I don't mind, but sometimes it just really depends.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't dig the crush no more. I mean, in my younger day, I used to love to be all up in it. I'm not interested in being all up in it. Because I'm kind of low-keyed, believe it or not. Don't be laughing. I really am, on the weekends. But anyway, a community hero has stepped into the role as a Grand Marshal for the Nashville Christmas Parade as a last-minute replacement for Kid Rock, who got the boot for his profane comments on TV. News outlets report James Shaw Jr. hopped into a horse-drawn carriage yesterday. The Tennessean reported Kid Rock was nowhere to be seen as the parade started along its route. Shaw was hailed as a hero for wrestling a gun away from the shooter during a Nashville Waffle House shooting in April that killed 4 people and injured 4 others. Shaw hopped into the carriage yesterday alongside relatives of a musician who died in the shooting. Kid Rock was ousted after using an expletive to describe Joy Behar during an interview Friday on Fox and Friends. So, had Kid Rock always been like that?
He's been edgy.
He's pro-gun and pro...
Yeah, he's been edgy. But I think they made the right decision. I think that... sometimes money and fame does things to people. He should just, do you not understand where the country is right now? And especially with what happened earlier this week.
Living in his big old house, I'm sure he don't have nothing to do with it.
I mean, you can be Republican.
Come on.
But even if you saw the news of what Michael Cohen pleaded to earlier this week and you see where this is going, where's the common sense at about this point?
Well, but...
Common sense. To see where this is going.
It doesn't exist. You're asking about something that is of the past. It's a relic. No one has it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that we, you know, people have had in over history. But now is not the time. But he got in the Fox and Friends hot air balloon. And he just took off, you know, as most people do when they sit on that couch.
Yeah.
They just, you know.
Yeah. Just think of the difference he could have made with that fame and popularity that he has. Instead, he's, you know, why do you. But anyway, lesson learned. James Shaw, great job. And
well, he should have been asked
in the first place. That's,
and
that's
the sponsor, the sponsor has the pace for this.
Yeah.
So it's the sponsor's parade, it's not Nashville's parade. The sponsor wanted him, and, you know, he was going to pull it. So, you know, I mean, should this be a lesson to Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Because if he stopped the parade because he got the money, what does that say about... That says a lot about a lot.
It does. Seems like
a lot about a lot. You make me mad, and I'm going to put, you know, wow, that's, you know, Nashville, you might think about hosting your own parade. But anyway, Kid Rock's role as the Grand Marshal was not in question until Friday morning when he took an unexpected swing, according to the Tennessean, and a television personality. It was a live interview. And you know, when you're live, you want to roll.
Yeah.
How well I know.
I can act a fool now.
Lord, because he gets caught up.
I can make headlines.
He was in the hot air balloon, I'm telling you that. Rock, whose real name is Robert James Ritchie, was being interviewed by Fox host Steve Doocy at his honky-tonk bar, where he made statements that appeared to downplay racism and homophobia as mere political correctness, then encouraged people to be less divisive while simultaneously insulting Behar. Now, how are people not going to be divisive when you act like these acts of racism, hate, prejudice, and ignorance are not happening? You just insult everybody's intelligence, man. Come on. According to the story, Kid Rock said, "God forbid you say something a little bit wrong. You're racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, this, that, and the other. People need to calm down and get a little less politically correct," he said. He went on further to say, "I would say love everybody, except I'd say screw that Joy Behar B word.
See, that right there. And so he says, God forbid should you say. So give us some examples of something that somebody has said.
That's good.
I mean, give us some examples where our commander-in-chief has shown where he is disciplined, shown where he's not on Twitter bullying and insulting people, that's oxymoronic.
Fox immediately apologized for the statement and issued a second on-air apology. But in Nashville, too late.
Good, because he lives here.
It was already done. So, Councilman McConnell said he wasn't going, and Mayor Briley was skipping the parade, and so it's not Nashville's parade, it's the man who's got the money's parade. So why don't we call it the man who's got the money? The sponsors, organizers and sponsors, they weren't happy about the other ones. They weren't happy about the comment either. He should have just shut up. You know, he got caught up. Yeah, and then he's sitting there. He's caught up, and then he's talking about people who get caught up. Yeah. I mean, how caught up are you?
And it shows your true colors, because, you know, no one will, you know, very few people go on that network and try to speak truth to power, especially because you only have a rare opportunity, and when you're live,
you can't
that's probably
do it on
the
there.
Only time you can do it, because when you recorded, you know, they'll edit you out and cut your stuff and splice it, but he had an opportunity to show that he was a better person, a better human being.
Maybe he's not a better person.
Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
If people can't pretend to be something
there
that they're
is.
Not.
There it is.
So, put a pause on that one, because that's real.
Yeah.
We're having expectations of people to do things that they're not capable of doing.
Yeah. As Regina would say, there it is.
Yeah.
That's her quote.
Yeah, because, I mean, if he's incapable of doing that, then
and so are so many other people.
And, I mean, the person you just spoke about in Washington, he's not capable. He's never done it.
Yeah.
So why would he start now?
And so, and the thing, the thing for
it.
Me, and the thing for me that really starts to show people's true colors unequivocally is now when you see, I said it a few minutes ago, with Michael Cohen pleading guilty. And then you see the indictment papers, who is the defendant number one, which they haven't named yet, but you know what's coming. And the fact that what was going on during the campaign, and you see what's starting to come together. And it's common sense. Anybody who's gotten a speeding ticket and had to go to the courthouse to either defend it or pay it, had to sit in there and watch people go. If you got so much as a speeding ticket, you know what's coming down the pike.
Well,
to defend this.
Well, we'll see if
after Benghazi hearings,
we'll see
at email server hearings.
We'll see if there are two or three style of justices in the system.
Yeah.
This will be the determining factor.
Yeah.
And if it is, then things are coming unraveled for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see what else is coming on out of Nashville. A Tennessee lawsuit urges a judge to deem instant runoff voting legal in the state. Several prospective Memphis City Council candidates and IRV Memphis Incorporated sued state elections coordinator Mark Goins and the Shelby County Election Commission earlier this month. Memphis voters in 2008 approved city election instant runoff voting. They rejected a November 6th referendum repeal attempt. The system still hasn't been implemented. It lets voters rank choices, avoiding runoffs when no candidate tops 50%. The Davidson County Chancery Court lawsuit says Shelby County Elections Administrator Linda Phillips in July of 2017 announced plans for instant runoff voting in 2019 municipal elections. That September, Goins wrote that Tennessee law doesn't allow ranked choice voting. Phillips called the lawsuit premature, with an administrative petition on the issue still undecided. Goins' office declined comment, citing pending litigation. That would change a lot of things in a lot of places if that is how it was decided, because, you know, some of the, what, one or two races just recently, they finally, after well, how many, a month?
Yeah.
Got the votes counted and finally tabulated.
In Florida.
And was another state, too, somewhere else.
You know, South Carolina is now, they may have to do a revote.
Oh, this stuff is crazy.
They just found a bunch of votes. They said that were deliberately, if they can prove it, deliberately, and apparently that's what's going on, because they haven't certified it.
Yeah.
And so the Democrat in that race lost by, what, 5,000? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's so clear.
Yeah.
While people are screaming fraud, it's suppression is what's going on.
Yeah. That's not fraud, y'all. Yeah.
Well, of a different type.
Yeah. Vote intimidation.
I'll
be on the front row for that lynching.
Yeah, definitely.
Roll Tide. That's the problem I have with Roll Tide. I told the kids that, yes, that's the problem I have with that.
Well, see, she's Mississippi.
Close enough.
Okay. Now, Alabama pulled it out when they didn't elect Roy Moore. Okay, those black ladies down there showed up.
They're progressing
Jack.
A little bit.
Okay.
A tad bit.
They showed
up.
A tad bit. Well, look at our own state. I mean, we're sitting here
we're progressing a little bit.
In the reddest of red.
Yeah, no, we're not the reddest of red.
No, we are. Yeah. Tennessee's the reddest of red.
Is it redder than Mississippi?
Yes.
It is?
Same. Same.
So Nashville.
Leave Davidson County or Shelby County and take them out.
Take them out, okay.
The same.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying. Same. Have you traveled it?
Not extensively.
Okay. Yeah. Go in some of them little hamlets and stuff. Okay. Go in some of them little valleys and see.
Okay.
Okay. You can't tell the difference. Population 250.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have a busted tail light. Step out of the car, please.
Yeah.
My tail light isn't busted. There it is. It is now.
Well, I mean, just not even to that degree. I mean, it's like, it's just different. When I worked in the substance abuse field, you know, I did the PR and marketing.
Oh, yeah. You and Miss Jackman driving.
We drove from Back Mountain City to Memphis 100 times.
I remember
Every media outlet, I took her to. We did Dog and Pony.
Yeah,
we did the old school style.
Yeah.
We went all up in these little towns and on these country stations. And, you know, not just black. We did all media. And I got to find spots on the map.
Stuff,
I was like, Lord, help me, Jesus.
Don't live out here.
And that was before GPS.
Yeah,
okay?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
We had to stop at the gas station. Can you tell us where y'all ain't from here, are you? No, we're not. We're the government. That's the worst thing to say right there.
Wow.
Because I said, we're not going in the government vehicle. We're going to go in my car.
Yeah.
Let me drive. Oh, man, those were the days. So, yes, Mr. Lawson, it's the same, okay?
Yeah.
It's the same.
Wow.
I know. Just get out and take a cruise.
I'll take your word for it.
Get off to the interstate. Yeah. Take some of those back highways.
I'll take your word for it. I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's see. We got some more stuff coming out of Nashville. Got a Kentucky story in here. One of the Tennessee's top 10 has been arrested. So let's take a timeout, and we'll be right back.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is also brought to you by Integrity Dental Care at 397 Wallace Road, Southern Hills Medical Center, Building C, Suite 314. Regular dental visits are essential to make sure oral health problems, from tooth decay to oral cancer, are detected and treated in a timely manner. At Integrity Dental Care, your oral health is our paramount concern. We want to make sure your teeth stay healthy, function well, and look great. From regular cleanings and exams to advanced restorative treatments, all of your routine dental needs can be met at Integrity Dental Care. For more information, call 615-445-8700 or online at integritydentalcares.com. Jazzy 88 WFSK says all aboard for a jazzy Christmas on the Cumberland. It's time for the third annual all-inclusive festive evening of live concerts, dining, dancing, and cruising aboard the General Jackson Showboat on Sunday, December 16th. Boarding begins at 5 p.m., launching at 6, returning to the dock at 9. Get into the holiday season with a jazzy Christmas on the Cumberland with two levels of live music aboard the General Jackson, Sunday, December 16th. Tickets must be purchased in advance for singles, couples, and table reservations. For tickets and complete details, go to jazzonthecumberland.com or call 615-731-9001. A portion of the proceeds benefit Excellence in Motion Incorporated. Jazzy 88 WFSK is a co-sponsor of Jazzy Christmas on the Cumberland. Support for WFSK comes from Mount Zion Baptist Church. Don't miss the festive Christmas production at Mount Zion Baptist Church on Wednesday, December 12th at 7 p.m. at Mount Zion's Old Hickory Boulevard location. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, visit mtzion.org. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, T. Nashville. Sharon Kay is all up in the house, and mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK. Now, next hour, I have a author and speaker on who has a new book, and we'll be talking with Dr. Siobhan Funches-Wade. She will be sharing her story of finding God's purpose for your life. So you don't want to miss that. Because there's some trials and tribulations that she has gone through, and when she starts telling the story, you will be acutely aware of what she's talking about. Anyway, what kind of relationship do you think the new governor is going to have with Mayor Briley?
I think they'll get along.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think they'll get along because Mayor Briley is the kind of person that wants to get things done. He's worked. He's worked his way up through the council, so he understands how to.
Well, Briley's not the issue. It's Lee.
I know.
Okay.
So, it's like. But I think that there'll be some. It just depends on Governor-elect Lee's vision for how he sees taking care of key issues, which are going to be.
Well, my concern is he able to work across the aisle?
Yeah. I don't see that. Because early on, I think a few weeks ago, you mentioned a comment that he made about being here in Nashville. So that was, to me, that was a clear sign that...
Oh, he wanted to do the speeches all
over. Yeah. And this is... Yeah, I just... Again, we'll see. I just don't see him working across the aisle. I just don't see it, especially because of how he won and the fact that we couldn't get anyone from his campaign to even email us back, call us back for months.
No.
Just to get 5 minutes.
Well, remember earlier in the year, though... Mm-hmm. I got the request to interview him for his book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I told him it's too early.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk to y'all about the campaign. Yeah. And then he was one of the candidates.
Yeah.
He hadn't officially, you know. And then from that point, there was nothing from there.
Yeah. And what tends to happen with people in his position is... other people can prop him up to make him look great for something else. because now we have a Senate that is in the Republican hands. You have legislators that are in the Republican hands. So all he has to do is sit there and sign bills.
Well, but that is not, that's the way it's been at the Capitol.
Yeah.
You're talking about national, but that's the way it's been here at this Capitol.
But that's what I'm saying. So in terms of the governor, he's going to do is sit there and sign. Yeah, just sit there and sign bills.
Well, this is still... Politically speaking, Nashville is still the capital of the state of Tennessee. And he could put the kibosh on some stuff that affects us.
And I see it coming.
Okay.
And I see that fight coming because I think they would love to turn Nashville red.
City's so diverse. I would shudder to think that it would just everybody outside of itself would leave.
That's
that would kill the whole fabric of Nashville.
But here is a way that I think could change all that for places like Tennessee, Alabama, and also Mississippi is. If Nancy Pelosi becomes Speaker of the House again, which I believe she will.
But see, you're talking about national.
I know.
I'm talking about local.
But this will affect local.
Okay.
Because I'm talking about the Affordable Care Act. If they can find a way to not only fix that, but begin to implement that around the country and begin to drive that's going to be at some point the driving force for even things here local, because our local taxes go to pay for the Affordable Care Act in the red state of Kentucky, who has the Affordable Care Act. So at some point, they have to do something for the people. Those people in the rural areas where you were at who don't have health care. But
that's a national plan. I'm talking about Tennessee.
It affects Tennessee.
Okay, I'm talking about, for example, the state roads that run through our city, like Briley and all these other state roads. If the state doesn't cooperate with the city of Nashville, then in terms of transit and other issues,
I understand that.
Then that has nothing to do with Congress. That's to do with the state house right down the street from here.
And I get that.
Okay.
But at some point, so taxes are going to have to go up. In order
don't
for
be
to
saying
happen,
that.
But they're going to have to.
Just shut up.
So, but here's the thing. I don't know if that's what would have to happen.
You're making
to do
the
that.
Tax revolt people lose their minds right
so
now.
So what are you going to cut then? Because we're already.
Well, you know what?
If
you say when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be saying that because it's going to affect the people that are the least among us.
But that's why they need to be listening to the 401 right now.
because
if they can balance a checkbook at home, and you see if you didn't get out and vote like you should have, and you see who's running this state now.
But see, that's who is.
Who's going to pay for the? Where's that money for the roads going to come from?
It's going to have to come from there.
From what?
It's going to have to come from the people.
But where? And from the people.
I mean, you know, that's the.
Well, who was going to get
that's
cut?
That's the $50 million question.
And that's what we're looking at.
But when the cuts come, does it always have to be from the least among us?
No, come on.
I'm simply asking the question.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't.
However.
Elections have consequences.
It does.
For all you who didn't vote.
Right.
Who don't care because, you know, it's not going to make a difference. Okay. You're right. It's going to make a difference in a way that you ain't think.
Well, we'll see how things turn out.
Well, the rules will just stay the same. It'll become a football.
Well, and let me just digress because this was a evolving issue for Nashville. Nashville's traffic situation should have been started 20 years ago.
Yeah,
when the city started
growing,
booming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying. And people slept and thought that maybe one day, and then...
None of that will get fixed.
Nothing happened.
Because what will happen is, when they have the next Democratic challenger, they'll say, he or she wants to raise your taxes. And so that's the political ploy to never get anything done, but squeeze people while you're in office to elevate yourself at the expense of everybody else around you.
Well,
that's the game.
And so it goes.
Yeah.
And what a squeeze you're going to feel when it comes time to do your taxes for 2018 and you have no deductions.
You know, I still don't even know under this new thing that Trump did what's changed or what? I mean, that's sort of, we still don't know what happened with that.
What do you mean?
In terms of deductions, I know that it backfired because there were a lot of people. That's why he lost a whole lot.
You can't claim nothing no more.
You can't claim your house for time.
No, there's certain things. Everybody's going to be owing.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to owe.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, what? How did this happen?
Yeah. Well, you know how it happened.
Well, somebody needs to explain. Because, when it comes time to do taxes, I'm just like, oh, Lord. You can't claim nothing.
Yeah.
Unless it's tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You want at the top, though. They got some nice, they got to bring some tens of millions of dollars in cash on in, didn't they?
Yeah. They'll have plenty to claim.
Yeah.
But the rest of us will be down here just, doing what we do. Now, in Nashville, this was quite a terrible story to hear about in the traffic. From the weekend, authorities identified a medic and a patient who died when an ambulance crashed on a Tennessee highway. Nashville police say the Tennesseans were killed when they were thrown from the vehicle when it hit a rock wall Friday night on I-40. And I think it was raining, too.
Yeah, I saw that live.
That
was going on, yeah.
Police believe the preliminary cause of the crash was excessive speed on a wet roadway. News outlets report the patient in the ambulance who died was 36-year-old Neva Jackson of Jackson. The medic was identified as 36-year-old Zachary Pruitt of Humboldt. Authorities say the ambulance driver, Deborah Schichtel, sustained non-life-threatening injuries. She told police the ambulance hydroplaned before it hit the wall. I figured that. Going 70 and 80 in the water is really a dangerous thing. At the time of the crash, the ambulance was transferring Jackson to a hospital, but lost control on a curve and left the highway. That kept the interstate closed for many, many hours. And that rain was pretty good. Clip on Friday, it rained most of the day, and I'm sure it was ponding in certain areas on the interstates and in the city. Out of Lynchburg, Virginia, authorities say a man who had been on the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation's top 10 most wanted list has been arrested in Virginia. TBI Director Josh Devine tweeted Friday that 30-year-old Dominic LeBron Collins was captured in Lynchburg, Virginia. Officials say Collins was wanted on multiple charges, including attempted first-degree murder, after an April shooting at a Chattanooga gas station. He's the TBI says that WSET TV reports that authorities converged on a Lynchburg apartment Friday and arrested Collins after a foot chase. It was unclear whether Collins has an attorney who would make a comment. And we've had several of these in the news, shootings and family members and friends, and lately with people turning guns on themselves and family members and murder suicides, etc., seems to be not just here but in other places as well. But police say a man shot and killed another man and then himself at a home in our area. Nashville Metro Police spokesman Don Aaron tells news outlets that 47-year-old Sonny Coulter shot 29-year-old Ethan Love before pulling the shotgun's trigger on himself Thursday afternoon. Aaron says the shooting happened outside Coulter's home. Police say Love was in a relationship with a woman who has children with Coulter, and Coulter allegedly threatened Love with a shovel this month. Wow. Police say a neighbor who called 911 received a text from Coulter saying he killed someone. Coulter's ex-girlfriend also alerted authorities after Coulter video called to her to tell her about the shooting. Police say Coulter told her he was not going to prison where his body would be. He died moments after officers arrived at his home. And that was kind of surprising about that earthquake in Alaska, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was,
Yeah, I know, scary. Out of Anchorage, life is slowly settling down in Alaska following a powerful earthquake that rattled buildings, disrupted power, and caused heavy damage to the only highway that goes north of Anchorage. Still hundreds of aftershocks frayed nerves yesterday, as people worried about being caught in more massive shakers. Employees who live in the communities north of Anchorage were encouraged to see if they can take Monday off or work from home to reduce the number of cars on Glen Highway as crews repair damage. In addition, Governor Bill Whitaker, who leaves office Monday, has given state office workers in the Anchorage area the day off. The magnitude 7.0 quake didn't cause widespread damage to structures or collapsed buildings. A seismic expert said Alaska uses the most stringent standards to help buildings withstand earthquakes. Hopefully they have those in California. Now, out of Louisville, let's see here. Confederate statue in Kentucky has once again been vandalized, this time with a message to house the homeless and remove borders. News outlets report the messages appeared on the Louisville statue Wednesday. The statue depicts John B. Castleman, a Confederate soldier and general who helped to create the city's park system. He also founded the American Saddle Breed Horse Association. City officials announced in August that the Castleman statue and another Confederate statue will be relocated by the end of the year. The removal announcement happened around the same time as the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, marked a year had passed since the white nationalist rally that left one woman dead. Both statues have been targets of vandalism, with the city paying $8,000 to clean orange paint off the Castleman statue. And, you know, not just do we have scandal in America, but Israel has scandal too.
Really? how long has that been going on?
I'm just saying, it's global. Israeli police are recommending indicting Benjamin Netanyahu in a telecom case. They are recommending that he be indicted in this corruption case involving Israel's telecom giant. Police said today they have established an evidentiary foundation to charge Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah, with accepting bribes, fraud, and breach of trust. The case revolves around suspicions that confidants of Netanyahu promoted regulations worth hundreds of millions of dollars to the telecom company in exchange for positive coverage of the prime minister on their website. That sounds similar. Police have already recommended indicting Netanyahu on corruption charges in two other cases, one involving accepting gifts from billionaire friends, and the second over trading positive media coverage for advantageous legislation for a newspaper. Lord, this stuff never ends. Mm. The prime minister also has denied any wrongdoing, dismissing the accusations as a witch hunt. Now, that sounds familiar.
That sounds familiar. Wow.
The witch hunt orchestrated by the media.
Oh, wow.
So that would be like the global excuse for corruption.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a witch hunt.
A witch hunt.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We found some brooms and some pointed hats.
Yeah.
And we found some pointy shoes. Might be some witches around there.
We found a witch.
Might be.
The fire's coming.
Might be. Might be. Might be. It might be. You know, remember on the Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah.
She left some broom straws or something. Uh-huh. I mean, she. And then I'm melting.
Yeah, we're working on melting this one over here.
For real.
And the water started dripping earlier this week. The faucet, somebody started turning on the faucet.
I'm melting.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, I just had to take something serious, and, you know, it just seems so ironic. The witch hunt, the witch hunt. It's the media's fault, the media's fault. It's working now in several countries. We'll see. Coming up after this short time out, author and speaker, Dr. Siobhan, and I know I'm probably mispronouncing her name. She's listening right now.
She is.
Dr. Funches Wade is going to share her story. She wrote a brand new book about God's purpose for your life. We're going to hear about it right after this timeout, so stay tuned because we'll be right back.
To What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.